get to an interest in autumn, to a positive one. The conditions have changed a lot, the military conditions, the way the talks have been designed, the fact that for the first time, perhaps, the two parties seem to be equally interested in putting an end to the conflict by talking and not by firing shots, make me and many people here in Colombia more optimistic than in the past about a possible positive outcome of the talks in Havana.
Before anyone gets carried away trying to draw parallels, it's as well to remember the scale of the violence in Colombia. Even accounting for its much larger population, Colombia's casualty levels are around five times greater than Northern Ireland's death toll during the Troubles.
My name is Ignacio Gomez, and I am the president of the Press Freedom Foundation.
And we are actually driving along in an armored car at the moment that you have, because as a journalist, you've been under serious threat here.
Practically since the beginning of my career in 1986, since then I've been attacked by the government, by traffickers and stuff like that.
A short drive through Bogota with Ignacio Gomez and his two bodyguards brings home the level of the threat. Targeted after investigating drug trafficking and collusion between elements in the Colombian army and right-wing paramilitaries, Mr. Gomez escaped his would-be assassins and spent a year in exile in the United States. But more than 100 of his fellow Colombian journalists haven't been so lucky.
We have, since 1977, 140 journalists being killed because of their job.
Even if there is a deal between the FARC guerrillas and the government, Colombia will still face many challenges, not least the country's powerful drug traffickers. Journalist Maria Jimenez Dusan knows very well the human cost. She lost her sister in a massacre carried out by right-wing paramilitaries. But with the peace talks continuing, she's daring to dream.
I'm so optimistic, and for the first time I think we're going to see that Las FARC, the most ancient guerrilla in the world, is going to be part of this political establishment. And I wonder if we are ready. It's the only question that I have. I wonder if we, the people that live in this part of the country, are ready for that change.
What a lovely sound. Our political editor, Mark Davenport, there in Colombia.
And,